Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Whoa, it is a Feel Good Friday. Let's go. Yeah. And also, it is Stephen's last show. Boo.
I know. I said to you guys behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I think it was going to really hit me when I packed the car.
Yeah.
I did a practice pack yesterday and I was sad. Like, I could feel all the emotions coming. But, Stephen, you're too busy now to be sad. Come on. Yeah. You know, the Aussie spirit, pick yourself up.
Be a real man.
Yeah, push yourself forward.
You can cry in the car on the way to Perth. That's what you can do.
Plenty of time then. There'll be hours and hours and nothing. So,
and
yeah.
That's it. And the more healthy thing to do is to bottle away your emotions. Never talk about them, you know. Push them down if you feel them bubbling up.
Well, that's it. I'll just keep, you know, recessing it further and further down.
Yeah.
And then eventually come out as a fart probably down the other end. So, yeah, that's perfect. Everyone's won.
That's right. Especially if you can time it right and do it near one of your enemies. That's what I always like to do.
Interesting.
Yeah, so do it near Crevo.
One last one before I leave the studio.
See ya.
Leave it over the weekend. Let marinate in your airtight studio.
Well, it is airtight. That's right. We all know that. So, I'll look forward to, you know, smelling you on Monday.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'll be still here in spirit, I suppose.
In gaseous forms. I'll look for all of that to look forward to. It's a Feel Good Friday show. Stephen, it's his last show, but it's still going to be fun. Don't worry about that. We've got your pre-weekend preparation ready.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday. I don't know about you,
but I feel good. I'll tell you what, you've got to keep such a... There's almost nothing you have to keep a closer eye on than Raisin Toast. I thought I'd treat myself to a lovely thick slice of Raisin Toast this morning.
Yum.
Yeah, but on the lowest setting, like minus one toasting.
Yeah.
And it still burns in like 4 seconds. How does it do that?
I don't know.
Why does it, as a toast, like category, burn so quickly?
I think it's because of the amount of sugar in it. Like, it's got more sugar than regular bread.
Obviously, that's scientifically why, but they need to fix that. Like, sure, if I can take someone to the moon.
It's not a problem, I don't think. I would want to implement this to regular white bread.
What do you mean?
Like, why, if you can toast it quicker, we're in a time-poor economy.
That is true.
Just pull it out quicker. Like, that's on you. That's your fault.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah, you do have to watch it. And I don't want, like, I want my I'm so used to toast being automatic. I love toast, it's automatic.
Yeah.
You put it in, you don't have to think about it anymore. You hear the ding, and you know you're good to go.
Is it art? You work so hard on your, like, setting on your toaster. I remember one of my family house, all got little, like, permanent marks around it of, like, this is, with our initials, SJ. This is where I like it, because everyone likes their toast different.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
That's actually really smart.
You've worked on, for so long, curated where on the dial is perfect for you. You're right. It is an automatic process.
But Raisin Toast is anarchy. This morning I burnt it, and I swear it was on the lowest setting. And then you scrape it, but it's never as good.
No.
Yeah.
Scrape toast is second-class toast.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well.
Those are words to live by.
Did you enjoy it anyway?
Only 80%. I was so excited for it, because real thick, the Aldi one is premium, right?
Mm.
I was so excited for it, and I only enjoyed it 80%.
Oh, that is a shame.
Yeah. I mean, 80% is still better than no toast. So, you know, you got to look at that. Look at it from through that lens.
Always an optimist you are.
Yeah. Hey, so true.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Feel good Friday?
Morning. I'm feeling devastated this Feel Good Friday.
Why?
Because this is our last little news chat with the four of us.
Yeah.
Blame Stephen. It's his fault.
It is Stephen's fault, technically.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset with Stephen.
Yeah.
He was just really nice to me coming into this new job for the past few months, and now...
False sense of security.
Yeah, he's just leaving.
He's ripping that blanket away.
I'm sorry to break your heart like that. I really am.
And for some reason, he has a huge smile on his face right now. He's not even crying.
Yeah, I'm leaving this rubbish. You three giving me a hard time every morning. No wonder I get bullied every morning. You think I wonder why I'm leaving. Anyway, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I have to deal with. Let's move into the news, of course. A missing person in our region. So who, what, where should we be looking?
Yeah, so in the Glen Rock area is the Glenrock Recreation Area is where they're looking at the moment, and they've been searching for 2 days now for missing person Vicky Davey. Mm. Yeah, so she's a 63-year-old woman. She was last seen on Wednesday about 11:30 a.m. when she was telling her family that she was going for a walk in the Glenrock State Recreation Area.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't been seen since. The most recent update is that in the Trails car park, they found her vehicle with the phone inside.
Right.
So that's not fantastic
No,
news.
That's not good. And all this rain and stuff as well makes things pretty nerve-wracking
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So even in the bad weather, though, we have all of our emergency services out there still looking for her as we speak.
Well, hopefully they find her. We'll get some update.
Mm. Yeah, it's a pretty big area out there as well, so that's probably why it's taking so long to get some help in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fair enough. All right, changing stories a little bit here. Something that's going to wind me right up, e-scooters.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say, e-scooters.
E-scooters. So the Lake Macquarie Police are reminding people that e-scooters are still illegal and that the New South Wales roads and road-related areas, including footpaths, shared paths and bicycle lanes, can not be used for e-scooters, only private property.
Has anyone ever seen something that's illegal so blatantly everywhere ever in history?
Every day.
But, like, anything else ever, never this, like, frequent. It's such a weird grey area because, like, yeah, it's illegal, but you can rent one down Lake Macquarie.
Mm. Well, no, I think the privately owned ones are the biggest issue. It's funny, though, that this warning is coming directly from Lake Mac Police. I live in Lake Mac. Where do you think all the e-scooters are? In Cameron Park, police. Look at them. Seriously. Go get them.
That's where to look, Cameron Park. But, yeah, so they had a recent spate of scooter crashes, apparently. So that's what sort of sparked them, saying that even pedestrians are feeling a little bit worried about all the e-scooters. But you're right.
Annoyed.
They are absolutely everywhere. Like, sometimes I wonder if they're still illegal and I have to look it up.
Well,
that's what's so strange about it. I don't know. It's a weird thing that seems to be happening. I mean, you can go buy one at, like, JB Hi-Fi or...
Yeah.
They are fun.
Have I ever ridden one? I wouldn't have, because they're illegal. I don't think I've ever ridden one.
Oh, yeah, okay. 32
shoes.
You guys ever ridden one? Stephen, you know they are fun, or is that just by looking at them?
No, I know they are fun. I've ridden them, But never in a legal area.
Only on private property.
Yeah, of course.
Smart.
Aren't they legal in Canberra? Is that where you rode them, Stephen?
I've ridden them around, like, the Brisbane foreshore.
They've
got all the lime ones or whatever around there. That's a lot of fun. They're probably legal there, I hope. Touch wood.
Touch wood for lime as well. UFM. The
Novos. The Novos.
And it is a feel-good Friday, but of course I'm sad. Today's my last show.
Yes.
Getting ready for my trip across the country. Before my subsequent adventure across the globe.
Yes.
Moving over to the UK, very exciting. And while I am definitely going to miss Newcastle, I'm excited to see the eclectic characters that WA has to offer. Because they are just on a different level. It's just something like you never experienced before in your life. One such character, Daryl Riley. He's a 51-year-old man from the south of WA, and he's just pled guilty to one charge of disorderly behaviour in a police station or lockup. So I'll give you a bit of detail here. Daz, as we can only assume his mate's calling.
Oh, that's fun.
You've got to assume, right?
Yeah.
I'm like rural WA.
Called Daryl.
Imagine
he's Daz. He was in the back of a paddy wagon after a fairly large night. Knocked on the door informing police he needed to go to the dunny.
Like maybe that little window in between.
Yeah. He's gone, oh, quick, I need to go to the toilet. Before officers could even tell him, all right, message received, mate, we'll find a place to pull over. Daz has unbuttoned his pants and turned the police car into a fire truck, leaving officers with an unpleasant task of cleaning up his wee-wee.
I'm sorry, that's not what's in the job description when you sign up to the police force, is it? It's cleaning up someone else's whiz.
While it's not in the exact description, I reckon at some point every poor officer has to.
They've probably all seen it, haven't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
Especially when you're on paddy wagon duty, there's going to be things happening there that you are no one's really ready for at the start.
Imagine the smell.
Oh, yeah. You know, if it like
have they got windows at the back of a paddy wagon? Can you open them up and stuff?
I don't think so.
God.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know. I've never been in one. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, when you get back to the station, like leave it out on the front lawn and then like hose it down, open the thing, the door, like the back door.
A mat or something.
Yeah.
That you need, I don't know. I guess there would be a metal floor, so maybe they can hose that out or something.
Yeah, it would be carpeted, would it? That'd be a very foolish decision if they've decided to do that. I think the real kicker is they asked Daz for a comment. You know, like the local, I don't know,
Gazette
rural,
or something.
Yeah, rural station. It's always like the time or whatever it is. They asked him for a comment, and all he said was, "That was very stupid of me." I think you've summed it up well there, Daz. Very, very stupid.
The Novos. New FM. Get that
feel-good
Friday feeling.
So, on Facebook Marketplace yesterday, and I spotted, you'll enjoy this, an Airbus A380 for sale.
Wait, a plane?
Yeah.
Miniature, figurine.
No, full size.
A figurine.
They were at $80,000. I was like, oh, that's pretty cheap.
No way. That's
Click
cheaper
on
than
it.
Some cars.
It's photos of the Bonza planes.
No.
So someone's had a joke, obviously.
I guess. I don't know. They're like, need money bad.
Pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty funny. I respect it.
Bonza planes for sale. I would have taken that very seriously, actually. I would have been like,
well, you had me for a second there. Yeah. Genuinely, I was like, $80,000 for a plane.
That's pretty cheap.
That's all right.
Would you buy it? I reckon I would.
Private
plane.
Are you kidding?
Private stuff.
Plane.
You got only 80 grand. It's better than a Uke.
No, but the parking and maintenance, that's what's done in Bonza. It's too expensive to run.
I got a driveway. They're sitting there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that, to be fair.
I'm pretty sure Jackie from your Live and Local newsroom, she actually, like, lives on a property, so maybe we can park the plane there and we can, like, split the money so she can, like, go up in the plane as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good plan. Yeah. We'll take it off from her place. They won't mind, will they?
No, I can't do.
No.
There we go. Oh, we've sorted that. The Novos is getting its own plane.
Yes! Imagine, that would be pretty sick.
With this new FM branding, I love that. We all know, I hope you know by now, that Stephen, this is your last day. Hopefully all of our listeners realise it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in honour and in celebration of your time here at New FM, I've decided to list and collate a few of your most famous sayings, some Stephenisms, if you will.
Excellent.
And it's a real glass-shattering type moment. You guys see How I Met Your Mother, where they realise all their bad habits, and then that glass shatters, and they can't unsee it.
Yes.
There's a lot of words we use that you don't realise you use very frequently until someone points it out to you.
Yeah. Crutch phrases.
Yeah,
things
you're
leaning
on.
Oh,
my God, you're right. I do say this all the time.
So it took me literally like 2 minutes to write this list.
That's comforting.
Hopefully it's not too long then.
Well, it's because like we spend so many hours a day like literally breathing each other's air. So, you know, it's very easy to understand exactly what you say. Sometimes when you're telling a story or you're responding to one of our stories, Stephen, I know exactly what you're going to say. That's how much I listen to you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
I'm glad you're listening.
You could take this as a positive way, I said to you earlier.
All right, so what are some of these Stephenisms that you reckon I'm guilty of saying a lot?
So I've got 8 listed.
Wow, okay.
Your first one is, how's this, right? How's this? Like when you're leading into a story.
Right,
so
okay.
So you do a lot of that.
That's pretty good. I like that as a way of getting into something.
Yeah. And then another similar way to get into a story, you go, here's a bit of gear for you. Got a bit of gear. Love that gear from you. Yeah, here's a bit of gear. Then another one that you say more infrequently is, I've done an oopsie doopsie, which you did like 20 minutes ago. So
there
this
we go.
Checks out. So that's the third one.
All right. A mistake. That's a pretty lighthearted way
it
of
is.
Saying a mistake. That's, I don't mind that.
I've never heard it before I came worked here.
Well,
so
it rhymes. So it's a bit fun.
And also that means it's true when it rhymes.
Absolutely. The next one is, you've done me in. Like when we've got a gotcha moment there, you're like, you've done me in.
Well, you guys always bully me. Case in point right now.
You're being done in at this moment.
As we speak.
Exactly. The next one. Just one word. You're just like, unlucky.
That's just an iconic word. That's pretty good.
Before me, no one was saying unlucky. I've coined that word. Trademark.
Did you invent it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you say it as if there was like five Y's on the end of unlucky.
I came into this world, lucky existed, but no one had thought to put none in front of it. you know what? There's a market there.
You saw unreal and went, whoa, it really transforms a word, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And also here at the station, we deal a lot with our wonderful callers from our listeners. Sure. And, you know, mm-hmm. Stephen talks about how he's, like, always, you know, talking to his mum and dad on the phone from WA. So we'd be like, oh, I was on the blower to my mum and dad last night. So on the blower, on the phone.
An Aussie slang.
Yeah, that's it. Another one that you haven't said as recently, but I noticed it a lot when I first started working here. You're just like, oh, it's outrageous.
Well, you've got to somehow show your outrage, don't you?
One I got done for a lot was saying slander. I used to accuse people of slandering me left, right, and centre. And bosses were like, you can't keep accusing people of slander.
That's a technical legal jargon.
I had to get rid of that one.
Exactly,
yeah.
He thinks he's a lawyer. All right, the last one on the list, which I had to save the best till last. Now, I want you to do it after I say it so everybody can realise what it is. It's Bosch.
Bosch.
We'll
leave it there.
New FM.
De Novos.
And I guess trying to help out a fellow Novocastrian is in a bit of trouble recently. They put up a post on a local group in Carrington saying that they've had an ongoing issue with some irresponsible dog owners who are not picking up after their dogs, and it's just leaving the droppings on the front lawn, basically.
Who is doing that on a regular basis?
Well, apparently it's an issue, and they've put up like little security cameras. Ooh. But of course, classic security cameras, you only get the picture is like...
It's on a spud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good quality.
It looks like a sort of, a piece of cardboard being thrown past a camera at high speed. You can make out it is a person.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of.
And a dog.
And there's a dog there, but no identifying features whatsoever. That could be any person and any dog ever.
Get better cameras?
I don't know.
And, like, even if you do identify who the person is...
What can you do?
Like, what can you even do? You can't take this to the police, can you? They've got bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
They definitely do. So, of course, they put this up. What do we do? A lot of suggestions quick to pop up from fellow Carrington residents and possibly people from other areas who have jumped in the group like me.
Well, that's it. And that's what Newcastle's about, or being a Novocastrian is about. Helping out a fellow Novocastrian in a time of need. That's what we do best.
That's right.
Yeah, catch the dog poo leverers.
First suggestion was, and this is, I think, a bit of a like old, myth, but I'm not sure. Maybe.
Wives' tale, is it?
Yeah, something like that. So people have said if you leave filled plastic water bottles on the lawn, it sort of freaks the dog out and they don't want to poo there.
Why?
I've no idea, but apparently this is a big thing. And even people had photos of, like, this is my setup. And they had, like, two water bottles, like sort of 1.25-litre style ones with the labels taken off, full of water.
So what, they act like a scarecrow?
Something like that.
But for dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard that before.
Well, apparently it's a thing.
Fascinating.
As I said, people had examples.
Okay.
Next thing they said was get some like lawn fertilizer, like your Sea Soul or something, and give your lawn a good fertilize because dogs will be put off by the smell.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah, certain scents and stuff that I just don't want to go near.
I guess, but dogs usually like stinky stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. What, they just don't like the smell of the poo?
I don't know, it's weird.
Okay.
Anyway,
no suggestion's a bad suggestion at this point.
Exactly.
We're
dealing with the Carrington cat crisis, as I'm calling it. The next one that was suggested was vinegar. All over the lawn. I think that would smell personally. I don't think I'd enjoy the smell of vinegar every time I got out of the car.
Yeah. Wouldn't that kill the grass?
Well, possibly as well. Okay. So something to worry about there.
Lose-lose situation.
And the top suggestion, though, and this one got the most like comments and likes and stuff, was just follow the person home once they've done it, once you see them on the cameras, and then, you know, do it after you've had a big curry and then relieve yourself on their lawn, see how they like it. Which I'm also not. I don't know if that works out the best, though. Somehow I feel like you could get in more trouble for that than that, but I don't know what the solution is. Get cameras installed.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Dave, yesterday I rescued a dog.
Wait, what?
I know, unbelievable.
How, what when, happened? What, where and how, why?
So I was driving through the back streets of Waratah on my way home from the Sandgate station back to the Hamilton Chateau. And I saw, just walking, waltzing in the middle of the road, this pooch. I thought, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah,
doesn't
animals seem right. In the wrong place.
Well, no owner kind of around, no leash or anything, just this dog waltzing back and forth across the road.
Looked a bit confused.
A few cars had already swerved around her, and I thought, this is no good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I chucked the hazards on and quickly jumped out the car. This dog, very elusive, was, you know, running away. And quick, so I was like, I better park the car up here.
Yeah.
To make things worse, of course, it's raining.
Even more dramatic of a story.
Yeah. I'm like, I just want to get out of here.
Something out of a movie.
Anyway, I eventually lured the dog over with a bit of leftover muesli bar from the show. I'm like, come here, you little rut. Dog came. Grabbed it by the collar, few, you know, pats and stuff, calmed down quickly. I was in possession of Bindi. I called the owners on the number that was on the collar.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
And they were like, bloody Bindi is out again. Seems like a bit of a
serial escape artist.
Serial escape artist. Anyway, they asked me to drop it in the front, in the front yard.
Okay.
I will come back and pick up Bindi in a sec, no worries. But when I went to the front yard, what they've got is a couple of planks of wood under their fence where Bindi had, like, dug out. And Bindi had just knocked the planks over. So back to the drawing board for the owners, I think.
Oh, my God.
That's like one time when I found a dog, they're like, similar thing, put it in the front yard. I put it, like, walked it through the gate, closed the gate, it just hopped straight back over the fence.
Goodness.
Straight to me. I was like, now I know you have a plan, this is on the phone to them, but your plan has been foiled.
Multiple times.
Straight away.
Dogs are just smarter than people give them credit for sometimes, aren't they?
Absolutely, they're smarter than most people I know. Now, this weekend for a lot of residents over in the US might look a little bit more colourful than usual, maybe a little bit different for their morning cereal. So tomorrow is Saturday, is May 4th, which is Star Wars Day, right?
Yeah, nerd day, as I like to say. As Karevo's wearing his Star Wars hoodie in celebration over there.
Yeah, getting ready for it.
I think
tomorrow.
It's great. It's festive. Yeah. So in honour of what has been dubbed, obviously, Star Wars Day, with specially anointed days, also brings the opportunity to market a lot of, you know, weird and wonderful products, as it does. So dairy brand called Kemp or Kemps has just released, in honour of Star Wars Day, blue milk.
What,
don't know why.
What is the significance?
Don't know. But apparently it's just them going, oh, we want to try something different.
That's weird, isn't it?
So we're going to turn milk blue.
So it's not flavoured at all?
There's it is flavoured vanilla.
Right.
So you know how, like, when you go to, I don't know, the
it's
long
like a
life
super
milk.
Shake.
Yeah, in a way. Like the long life milk section in Woolies or Coles and usually have things like your almond milk. It's like, oh, sweetened almond milk or vanilla flavoured milk or whatever. Similar flavour, but it's blue. You can get them in, like, 2-litre cartons and things like that.
This is also a classic case of since Disney bought Star Wars, they just put their name on any possible... Like, just put Star Wars on anything.
Well, they've got a big bill that they need to try and reimburse themselves for, don't they?
Yeah, and they keep racking it up with all the silly new Star Wars franchises that they keep bringing out.
Oh, I think it's more along the lines of... Because didn't they pay over $1 billion
That's
to
what
George
I mean.
Lucas? Like, they gave him one check. Here you go, $1 billion.
They're trying to recoup that cost.
So I remember at one stage, they had Star Wars mandarins. And you're thinking,
oh, really?
You're thinking, what's Star Wars mandarins? They just put a bunch of mandarins in a bag and put Star Wars on the packet. That was the full extent of it. They were hoping that the pester power of, like, branding, you know, some little kid would be like, oh, I want the Star Wars mandarins.
Exactly.
What's the difference?
Well, this is the exact same concept, you know, make something a little bit slightly different, strap the Star Wars logo on it, and then you'll sell heaps.
Deals, that is certainly it. Look at us talking about it here in Australia. Can't even buy it here.
No.
Obi-Wan would be rolling in his grave to see what Star Wars has become. That's disgusting. It's disgraceful.
It certainly is.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Now, though, I want to talk about a story that has captivated all of us in studio. It's got us grinning ear to ear. We love it. It's about a man who we're coining Cheeseball Man.
Yeah.
Now, if you're wondering who this is, it is not a man who's been bitten by a radioactive cheese ball. But rather, he's the one doing the biting. So he's just eaten. Essentially, all he's done is eaten a giant tub of cheese balls. That's it. Brilliant. That's the whole story.
It's these huge American plastic jars that are sort of as big as your torso.
Kind of like if you were to walk into a Costco and find like those industrial size kind of cylinders.
Or you know how you get the like novelty size gummy bear containers when you go through duty free at the airport.
Something like that.
It's that kind of size as well. Anyway, this is all he's done. He's eaten a bunch of cheese balls and it's gone viral. He's just having fun with it. It started when a bunch of ominous posters started popping up around New York. So that's where this guy's from. And all they said, it was a picture of this masked figure and it said, "Watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls."
Just casually on a Thursday afternoon. Yeah, okay.
Now, a lot of people thought this would be fun. And the anonymous 22-year-old has said, "I decided to do this because I thought New York City could use something like this. Cheese balls are funny and eating an entire jar of one is a difficult task, but not impossible," is what he said. Which set himself a challenge. Yeah. Dare to be great is what I think he should.
Or dare to be fairly good.
Fairly good.
Yeah, just a sore tummy afterwards, I would assume.
So they reckon that near on 1,000 people rocked up to watch this bloke just eat cheese balls.
In person.
Yeah, in person, complete this feat. He did it in about 30 minutes before staying around to sign autographs and take photos. He's become a bit of a cult hero in Manhattan.
I love it.
This is great because it's a bit of fun. Everybody needs to just take life a little less seriously and just go and watch a man stuff his face with cheese balls. I'm here for it. It brings the community together.
If you guys have seen the footage of it, it looks like a day at the darts. Like, people are in quirky costumes, they've got posters, people are carrying flags with his face on it, people are chanting, cheese ball man. There was a moment, there's footage of him where he looks like he's about to probably bring some of it back up.
Oh, right.
And they were like, "Keep it down, keep it down," like just spurring him on. It's the hero that I guess none of us asked for.
But we all needed.
We all needed a bit of this, didn't we? Cheese ball man. I've got a new idol, I think. A new favourite superhero.
Yeah, forget all the other superheroes.
Lame.
Yeah, compared to cheese ball man, they are nothing.
Until new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, this is your chance to get yourself a couple of tickets to the Lovedale Express. Lovedale Long Lunch tickets plus transport on a lovely Sid Fogg's coach. Luxury motoring, that is, right there. And that's what you want.
Well, that's it. We did the maths. It's worth over like $300 this price.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Stunning.
Can we win it?
No.
Can we go?
Damn.
Hands off. Okay, three of a kind, three things. You figure out what the theme is.
Yep.
First to two, best of three. Your name is your buzzer. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
We'll head to Cameron Park first to meet our runner-up from yesterday morning. David, how's things?
Yeah, good, mate, good.
Are you excited? Got much planned for the weekend?
I'm going down to Sydney Truck Fest if it's not raining.
Sounds good to me.
There you go. You got a pride and joy yourself? Own any truck that you know, very proud of?
Yeah, no, not this one.
No.
Oh, you enjoyed anyway. Hey, random question for you, David. What is your favourite type of kebab?
It has to be mixed beef kebab.
Mixed. Interesting. My favourite is Donna, who we meet in Madawi. Good morning, Donna. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Oh,
Donna's like, "I've never heard that before."
Yeah, no.
Leave it alone.
Bit of hummus, thanks.
All right, well, let's get into this. You guys both understand how the game works because scoring's first to two, best to three. Your name is your buzzer as well. So, David, as our experienced veteran in this game, can you test your buzzer first?
David.
Lovely. Donna, you're next.
Donna.
Perfect.
Spot on.
Let's get into this.
First one, here we go. Bentley, Toyota, Ford.
Cars. Donna. Cars.
I think David buzzed first.
Yeah, your name's your buzzer. What is it, David?
Private car brand.
Yeah, you are correct. One on the board, rather.
Do you think that's cheating?
No. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
Your name is your buzzer. We couldn't have been any clearer about that. All right.
Sorry, still waking up.
That's okay.
All right, don't worry.
Don't stress, Donna. All right, here's your next one. Tiger, bull, great white.
Donna.
David.
Donna quickest there.
Sharks
is correct.
Oh, one apiece. Here
Which
we go.
Which means a bit of suspense, shall we? Don't mind if I do. The next point takes it all the goodies, all the tickets, well, two tickets, if you will, on the Lovedale Express. All right, here is the next one. Rex, Jetstar, Qantas.
Donna, so quick there.
Airlines.
You've got it, done it! You started with a mistake, but you turned that around like every great comeback story.
I'll write a movie about this.
They might. You know what?
Don't sell the script for less than $10,000, I don't think.
$10,000? I was thinking $10 million. Anyway, I will let you write your own checks and your own future, but for now, we've got you the tickets on the Lovedale Express. Well done.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome for your Feel Good Friday. Another local winner. It's...
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Oh, this is my favourite part of the show for the week. This is your What's On Guide to the Weekend around our amazing region. First of all, kicking us off tomorrow, Saturday from 12 p.m. till 5, the Abermain Beer Fest is on. And your craft beer festival celebrating independently owned craft breweries. That's at Abermain Hotel on Charles Street.
Up your alley, Graver. Yeah. You love a craft beer.
I certainly do.
Absolutely. Something for the whole family, though. The Lake Mac Autumn Fair is on at Spears Point Park. Tomorrow as well from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. A full day affair. How exciting. Also, the Fashion Frenzy Newcastle Hunter, hosted by Dress for Success. That's in at Broad Meadow along Belford Street there. There is a fee to get in, but, you know, if you get in there, you get to pick from thousands of clothing options, which is exciting. Something for the girls. Coming up also
this one's
on Saturday.
For the girls. This one.
And from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. Oh, and 7 p.m. Sorry, there's two sessions. Catch Me If You Can, the musical, is on at Civic Theatre here in Newcastle. Coming up on Sunday, another market for you, the Spears Point Park Mother's Day Market. So if you want to get something for mum, this is perfect for you. That's on from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Sunday. And, of course, it wouldn't be the best Newcastle weekend ever if the Knights weren't playing. So the Newcastle Knights, of course, playing on Sunday at 2 p.m. at McDonald Jones Stadium against the Warriors. Go the Knights.
Yeah, go the Knights.
Go the Knights.
Thank you, Grebo. So that pretty much wraps up the weekend. Of course, you can see the full list on our website at newfm.com.au.
How good is that? So much on. It's going to be a great weekend. As Ari put it, the best Newcastle weekend ever.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM. Knights hit.
With all the excitement that builds around a Knights game, what is perhaps even more exciting is when we get to have our very own New FM Knights kid to come on the air and find out that they get to run the game ball out on game day.
Amazing.
So good, right?
And that's it. If you want to be a part of this, because it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, bragging rights forever in the schoolyard, newfm.com.au is a place to go. Click on the little win tab up the top there. You could be shoulder-to-shoulder with your favourite players running the ball out.
Should we meet the mother of this New FM Knights kid now?
Let's do it. On the phone right now, we have Tara in Redhead. Good morning, Tara. How's it going?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Your boy, Finn, he's a bit of a Knights fan.
Oh, mad Knights fan. Loves it.
Does he have a favourite player?
Tyson Frizzell.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Good choice.
Does he play a similar style of footy himself to Tyson Frizzell?
Oh, he plays second row, so he goes pretty hard.
You poor mother. I can think of nothing worse than being on the sideline watching a second rower. Yeah. Well, you won't have to be watching him play. Instead, you guys will be watching the Knights on Sunday. They're against the Warriors at McDonald Jones Stadium. Finn running the ball out as New FM's Knights kid. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much. This is going to make his year.
Oh, I hope it makes yours as well.
It will.
A wonderful outing for the whole family. You guys get all tickets as well. You get merch pack to keep. It's something that we'll treasure forever. We hope you enjoy.
Thanks so much, guys.
New FM.
The Novos.
You need to help me sort out a row in my relationship.
Oh,
Stephen. Stephen, it's, you know, you're last day here. You don't need to be all this stress as well.
Well, the stress does come from the fact that it is my last day here. So, Siobhan and I are obviously getting ready for our trip across the country before we have our subsequent adventure to the UK.
So you're driving back to Perth.
We're driving across the Nullarbor back to Perth with all our bits and bobs, and then from there we're flying Perth to London direct. Wow. One of those, a 19-hour flight or whatever it is. But so yesterday afternoon, after the show, I decided to do a practice pack of the car.
This is good because it's not a, you don't have a lot of space and you've built up some belongings, right, over the last year.
It's a small car and I've got to try and fit a lot of things in it.
Yeah, between two people.
Now, I've already cut down on a lot of things, but I just wanted to work out, have I cut down enough or do I need to continue to get rid of stuff? So I did practice pack. I was like, let's see how much room I've got, what I'm playing with.
Yeah.
And this stage, I might not fit in the car. Oh. It is very, very full. We might not even get a seat. We might have to Uber back or something like that and send the car on itself. But so while we are rapidly running out of space, we've got all the essentials in and it looks like there's one shoebox-sized gap behind the passenger seat where I can slide something in.
Okay.
Now, I think this is the perfect space for my PlayStation.
It
I reckon it would fit perfectly, so snug in there, and then I'd have my PlayStation while I'm back in Perth, which I think, you know,
is important.
Is very important.
Of course it is.
Siobhan, however, on the contrary, thinks that her yarn box would fit in that like a hand in a glove. She's like, it was built for it, built for my yarn box, which I don't think is true. But it's got us debating, what should we take? We've got one space and two items. What stays, what goes? The PlayStation
lamb
or the yarn box?
Okay, here's my thinking, right? The yarn is creating art. Art cannot be, I guess, replicated, and it is all one-off, individual and unique. A PlayStation is just a piece of hardware that can be purchased at any time.
But more yarn can be purchased at any time for a cheaper price than the PlayStation. The PlayStation, very expensive.
I'm on Stephen's side here. I think, personally...
Are you kidding?
No, no, no. Personally, it's got to be the PlayStation. If I was in the same situation and my partner wanted to take his gaming console and I just wanted, like, a bunch of scrapbooking stuff, I would easily just go, no, just take the console. I'll just grab some more stuff at a later date.
You guys are philistines.
No!
Another argument for Siobhan's case, which I'm fighting hard to defend, so if you can call up and help me defend this, 4967-4105, is that she can use the yarn while we're on the road, whereas I cannot use the PlayStation while we're driving.
So she can, like, sit it on her lap.
Well, she can just, you know, if she, like, we'll take turns driving, obviously. It's like 5,000 Ks or something like that.
Yeah.
So we'll take, you know, we'll do shift work. So while she's sitting in the passenger seat, she can grab it out from behind her and do a bit of knitting or crocheting while we're on the road.
Has she got any space at her feet, maybe, in the passenger seat?
There is minimal room. I'm talking, we've got the essentials and there's room for one little luxury item, basically.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Well, this is the debate. Help Stephen settle this once and for all.
I will head to Westwell's Inn first. Stephen, morning. What's your opinion on this?
It should be the yarn box. Why does he need two PlayStations for?
That's right.
I don't need two PlayStations. I've only got one PlayStation.
Isn't Siobhan your PlayStation?
Oh, well, I'm not sure.
That's another
going from there.
Family show, calm yourself.
I have walked straight into that blind, haven't I?
That's probably the best thing I've heard on this show yet. That's brilliant.
Let's move on swiftly.
Shall we?
We'll go to Walls End. Lee, what's your thoughts on this?
Okay, I'm trying to please both of you guys. So what about, can we fit the yarn in the glove box and maybe the PlayStation behind the seat?
Ooh, what is in the glove box, Stephen?
Empty it out.
At the moment, it is my golf balls and my golf tees, which is why I've not suggested that to Siobhan. But it might be, you're right, it might be a compromise I have to make.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? A bunch of golf balls? Get rid of them.
Yeah, I might.
Get rid of them.
I haven't suggested the glove box so far, knowing full well that it is full of my junk. That might be a compromise I'm going to have to make.
Pretty smart idea there.
Well, let's wrap it up now with Gabby in Madawi. Hey, Gabby, what are your thoughts?
Hey, guys. I have to say I really actually like that last thought, but the other option could have always been a scissors, paper, rock tournament.
That is the best option.
Yes.
So what are you suggesting, Gabby? Are you suggesting a one in done or a best two out of three, or what are your thoughts?
I reckon that's 2 out of 3, so you can really get the psychological thing going in there as well.
The warfare.
I think you'd be pretty good at scissors, paper, rock,
or
Steven.
A thumb war.
Yeah, no, I think Siobhan's probably got the psyche advantage over me. I think she's living in my head a bit more than I'm living in hers.
Okay.
But, yeah, I am a gambling man.
You do like gambling, so.
So that is something that very much interests me.
You know what they say, though? Gamble responsibly. Can you afford to lose the PlayStation? Scissors, paper, rock. Have we sorted it with that?
I think that's going to have to. I'll keep you guys informed. I might have to call her later on the show.
Live stream the tournament on your Instagram or something so you can watch it. I'm glad we sorted that out once and for all.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Get that feel good Friday feeling.
My loyalties have quickly changed between supermarkets, guys. So I'm now no longer looking to go to do my shopping at any Woolworths stores because for the strict fact of self-serve checkouts, you know, we've talked about these before, there are there's probably one left of like cash and card self-serve machines. The rest of them is just card. And you know what? I'm a bit of a boomer at heart. I like to have some cash in my wallet.
Yeah. Cash die.
Cash is king.
Cash is dying.
No, that's the thing. But when you go
it's
to Coles.
It's wheezing on its deathbed.
No.
All Coles supermarkets that I've gone to, whether that's in Manners Bay or Edgeworth or wherever, they're fine. Like, they have at least 5 still cash machines or something like that.
Here's a life hack.
You boycott that. I don't think they'll mind.
No, they will. Here's a life hack for you. Go to the Woolies at Warrabrook.
That's too far from my house.
No, on the way home. It's only 4 minutes from here or something.
Is it?
Yeah. It's very old school. It's like it's like a Woolworths from back in time.
Oh, I have to go.
There's like the checkouts are really, you know how they used to be really narrow?
Yeah.
And like, oh, have like little wood trim and stuff. It's all like that. And you're there and it's, you know, the old register, you press the button, it's ka-cha-ching, and it pops out and everything.
Has the company completely forgotten all about Warrabrook?
I think so.
Yeah, no, right.
I think it's they sort of use it for training and stuff. It's sort of a backwater Woolworths, if you will.
I like that. That's fun.
Why train them on the old stuff, though? Were they going to just work at the new
I don't know. You ask Woolworths Incorporated. I don't have all the answers. I just have most of them.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll be sending them an email. I'll be letting them know.
Good.
Very exciting news coming out for everyone, but particularly millennials and Gen Zers.
Yeah.
So that's all 3 of us here.
Yeah, well, I pretend to be a millennial, but I'm 49.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you're young at heart, so this will excite you. Vine could be making a return.
Wait.
This is good.
Vine. So Vine was largely popular in, like, the mid-2010s, I'd say. It was probably at its peak. And for those who aren't familiar with it, it essentially worked like TikTok, just in the same way that it's a video sharing app.
Yeah.
But videos were limited to 7 seconds.
I thought it was 6 for some reason. No, it was always 7?
I think it was always 7 seconds was the shtick for Vine.
Yeah.
And it wasn't art. Those who were good at it, it is a different type of comedy. You've got to do the setup and the punchline. Both in 7 seconds.
You have to really distill it down to the funniest bit, don't you?
Yes.
There's no wasted seconds, is there? No. There's no pause for dramatic effect. It's a different style of comedy for sure.
It's definitely a skill.
But those who mastered it, they became big. Vine was massive. They've launched careers off it.
Some of them, like the big ones, have become actors.
But yeah, that's true.
It was a launching platform for a lot of people. And if you do want to blame short attention spans on anything, Vine is probably the number one culprit.
Even shorter than TikTok.
Hard to believe, I know. But it was shorter. And it was just almost a look back in time. It was a very iconic time to be alive. Mm. And while Vine has been gone for nearly a decade, it still has a pretty big cult following. I didn't know. Elon Musk owns it. Did you guys know this?
Oh, come on.
So I think it came with the package of Twitter.
Did it?
Like it was a buy one, get one free situation. Like it was all bundled in there. Somehow at some point, Twitter had acquired Vine.
Because I didn't know that it was owned by Elon.
No.
Yeah.
But he's put up a tweet basically asking people, should they bring it back? So he's posted on X a poll and gone, should we bring Vine back? 70% of voters are asking for it back.
That's a good percentage.
Sure. It's a lot of people want it.
Lots of people do want it. We've been stung by this before. Apparently in 2022, he did a similar poll and nothing happened.
But I don't know if he owned Twitter yet. He might have just been sort of, you know, throwing
a
it out
a bit of a quirky
there.
Question.
Yeah, whereas now he owns the intellectual property.
Yes, he can do it.
The other thing as well is it could be different this time around with the uncertain future of TikTok.
Well, that's right.
Because there's all those people in the White House and that sign and the bills to be like, oh, unless you get a new owner, we're banning TikTok in the States.
Yeah, that's right.
That'll have a big impact on that app. Maybe Vine just sneaks right into that market and goes, I'll have that, no worries.
Well, yeah. He's definitely lost his shirt on Twitter. Imagine it's Vine that saves him in the end.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It could be big.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, maybe he does under that quirky, you know, white brain that he's got going on there. You wonder what's happening, but maybe he's got it figured out.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM Knights Kids.
Well, as part of every Knights game, we get to reveal who the next New FM Knights kid is. But this next one is a bit of an extra special situation because we are talking about Ronald McDonald House Charity.
Well, that's it. So round 9 is McDonald's round at McDonald Jones Stadium. So they heavily promote and try and raise funds for Ronald McDonald Charity, which does great things for not only, you know, people who are seriously ill, but the families as well, holds the families together.
That's absolutely right. Because, you know, going to hospital, especially if you're not, you know, from right near the hospital, can be so stressful. So having Ronald McDonald House there is so essential.
Someone who knows about all the benefits of the Ronald McDonald House is Rob from Muswellbrook. Morning, Rob. How are you?
Morning, guys. Good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, we are very well. We've heard a little bit about your journey with Ronald McDonald House, but can you just elaborate a bit about what they've done for you guys?
Yeah, so Elijah was diagnosed back in October, and as you could imagine, our whole lives kind of turned upside down, so we really didn't know what we were going to do. And I mean, obviously, we knew of Ronald McDonald, but it's something you don't know, and I guess, until you've experienced it. Since we've been here, we've been able to keep the family together. They have services, like the kids attend school here in the hospital as well. We've been able to do this beside each other and you know, run through this journey together.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, I can only imagine that your world does do a full 180. And to be able to stick together with loved ones, it helps you, I guess, push through the tough times.
This makes it a little tiny bit easier, really, isn't it?
It really does, yeah.
Well, look, something you guys can do as a family is go to the Knights this weekend. So they're playing the Warriors, McDonald Jones Stadium. We'd love Elijah to be a New FM Knights kid and be there with the players, take the game ball out, and I guess have a special experience for the whole family.
Guys, that's amazing. We really do all appreciate that. The kids are definitely excited. We haven't really been able to get out and about. So, you know, since October with all this treatment, so to be able to get out and do something together, that's going to be amazing. We've developed quite a little bond with the team and also the women's team. They come down to the house and they all love Elijah and the kids love them, so it's going to be amazing.
Oh, well, absolutely. Congratulations, and all the best moving forward. I hope you enjoy the game.
No, I'm sure we will, mate. Thank you for the opportunity.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel Good Friday. I don't know about you,
but I feel good. So last night it was at the dinner table. I can't speak now. I've had too many chips. Too many chips. I'm hungry. Sorry. Anyway, so I was at the dinner table last night with Mum and Dad, as always, and Dad reaches over the dining room table and pulls out, like, this big kind of thick notebook. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing there, Dad? And he goes, oh, when I went down to see your brother in Sydney last week, him and his wife actually handed me this notebook saying that we want you, Dad, to actually write down the biggest moments in your life. We want to kind of capture your memories in word form.
A memoir.
Exactly.
This is cool.
So Dad is now tasked with writing a book.
They've given him a chore.
They have.
That's what they've gifted him.
Well, Dad doesn't work anymore. He's got nothing much else to do other than a couple of jobs around the house. But they're just like, look, We want all of your most outrageous and heroic stories, and even some of the most boring ones. We'll take anything you can write.
So, wait, was he writing about the dinner that you were eating last night?
I'll start now, work backwards.
Yes.
Two lamb chops, one bread roll, some veggies, all that sort of thing.
Oh, it'll be like some of the things like his race car days, you know, some of the best games he's coached, probably the best meal he's ever had, you know, things like that.
Could have been last night.
Is there a big milestone coming up of which that he's writing this for, or?
No, it's just like, you know.
Just to capture all of the memories.
That's right. Like, yeah. Our family had a rough year last year, and, you know, this is just kind of a way to bring us closer and to, yeah, help Dad relive some of his best parts of his life. So
I like that. It's a cool idea.
I suggest everyone should do that.
Yeah, well, I can't be bothered doing that. But if you can be bothered writing, nerds, fair enough, do you think?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And we are coming to the end of the last show, for Stephen. You're off on your big UK adventure.
I can feel the tears starting to well up behind my eyes.
Oh, I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I can. I am starting to get a bit emotional. I thought I wouldn't. I thought I'd be able to be real tough and be a macho man.
Well, you are, as you call it, real gangster.
Yeah, exactly. I am starting to get a little bit emotional.
Yeah, we're getting close. There's less than, you know, 15, 20 minutes till your last break here at New FM.
I don't like it.
But
I'm so angry. Whoa,
there's so many different emotions flowing in here, and that's okay. But our producer, Scott the Chippy Frappell, is also a very close friend of yours, as well as, you know, co-worker. And I believe you put something together, Chippy.
I have. So, Stephen, I listened to every break you've ever made, everything you've ever done.
Unlucky, sorry, mate.
Yeah, I know. It's been an absolute pleasure, let me tell you. Everything you've ever said on the radio, everything that you haven't said on the radio, everything that's been picked up on the microphone, and I've made a highlights reel for you.
Oh, no.
So this is...
I can already know some of the things are going to feature in this.
Of course you do.
Got the Chippy Frappell's favourite parts of Stephen's time here at New FM. Let's listen to it together.
Oh, it is the high school graduation song.
Pew, pew, pew.
Look after me, please. Suck eggs. Throughout the week, I've learnt something shocking about myself. Both my mates stay with me and my brother. They keep complaining and moaning about, oh, you snore so bad.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
So I've come up with this genius innovation to keep myself warm. To sleep in the clothes I want to wear the next day.
That's gross.
It's gross. Ugh.
It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time.
Can you do the baby voice now?
Maybe I'm just a little bit hungry.
I hope you had the time of your life.
When I lived at the Merriweather Share House, I was on the same block as Bradman Best.
No way!
Yeah, so now I used to, like, walk past him when, you know, I was doing a lap around the block as well.
Aww.
And he used to chant me. Hey, champ.
Oh, friend. Oh, new friend.
Are you saying that you think you could beat a lion in a fight?
I reckon I'd be a good sniff.
Even if he's kidding himself, if he thinks he's got any chance whatsoever. No chance. Oh, he's kidding himself, isn't he?
I stand by that.
I hope you had the time of your life.
All part of Newcastle's best music variety, right here on 105.3 New FM. Right now, it's time to give you some freebies. You are a coward. My five-a-side team had to play without me. 8:30 game. Too late.
I've got some cement in the car. Do you want to harden up a little bit or what?
Oh, no.
Gotta shake your
booty. I don't have a booty to shake, Virginia, but I can shake my hips all the same, I think. Yeah, I like getting porked. Oh, it's good.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right.
Yeah, unbelievable. When you go up to the second story, why do you click first floor?
Yeah, I'm going to click the first floor too, but I am having an argument with my hubby at the moment, and he's saying it's the ground floor. But I agree, it's the first floor.
Well, your hubby hasn't called up, so his opinion does not count.
That's right. I hope you have the time of your life.
if I was to be buried there, I would want a bright pink tombstone. Huge. I would want, like, the biggest plot.
Look at me. Look at me. Center of attention, even in the grave.
Oh, it's good.
Through the lens of Scott the Chippy Frappell, our favourite producer.
The man who's heard it all, as he
heard
said.
Every single everything. Moment. He hears everything. The all-seeing ear, if you will. His favourite parts.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
UFM. For what is Stephen's final break of his final show before his grand adventure, grand tour, if you will, to Europe to see the world and to change his life?
He's turning into the next Taylor Swift, going on international tours, going to see the world with his adoring fans.
You have drawn a very long bow there. If I have half her success, I'll be very happy.
Yeah. Definitely. Before we get to, well, this is the final goodbyes. Yes. So I guess I just wanted to say that I think the reason I've enjoyed working with you so much, Stephen, is that from the very start of the show, we had a similar vision as to what it should be. And that is just a place to have fun every day. And it didn't actually matter what we were talking about, the, you know, the topics or whatever, whilst that is sort of important.
It was a vessel to a laugh, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right. It was the goal was always to get the best jokes and have the most fun on the show. And because we have that same vision, it's always been a pleasure. I've never not enjoyed rocking up to work when working with you.
And we've been very lucky as well. There'd be a lot, like, as a team who was put together, didn't come together as a package show.
Right.
There'd be a lot of shows in similar positions put together where they do not get along off air.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think what's been so, you know, fulfilling about my time here in Newcastle is that not only have I made colleagues I respect and that I'll follow your guys' journey, you know, through into the future, but we all hang out off the air. We're all good friends and we all enjoy each other's company. And, like, I came, this is the first show where I really got to be me. Got to, like, express, and that, Creeper, that's a big part of you, you know, like, allowing me the area to grow. But I came to Newcastle a boy, really, and isolated by myself. No, I'm going to cry.
Oh, it's okay, buddy.
No friends, no family here. Oh, my God, I can't keep it together. And you guys really made me feel I can't even talk.
I think that sentiment is shared between all of us. I mean, because I'm the newest team member here. So from that aspect, I've been here for a few months now. And when I came in, just for like the first day, I could see the bond between you three. So it's Scott, Crevo and you, Stephen. It was just such a close, tight-knit family. And it stayed throughout that whole way through. And every single day, I've been able to witness your bond grow as well. And it's just amazing to see. I've never seen anything like it. And for someone who used to come up and visit Newcastle quite often from Wollongong throughout last year and whatever, I would hear you guys. I don't know if I've told you that, but I could hear the rapport between both of you as well as Chippy as well on air, and it was fantastic. That's why I was so excited to come and work with you guys, because then we got to see, I got to, yeah, be around you, and it's fantastic. You've done an amazing job, Stephen.
It just is wonderful, isn't it? Like, the connections we've made, the family we've made. I came here with nothing, and I've left with a family, and that's... Yeah, that's the sentiment.
Well, all I can say is, you know, I say good luck, but you don't need it because, you know, the I guess, attitude you go out into the world with will serve you so well. So enjoy your trip to Europe, and I'll follow your journey as well. And I'm getting emotional as well. But, yeah, a real friendship. You've been a witness to it. And thanks.
God, we are losers.
No, thanks to the listeners as well for coming on the journey with us, because it's the random stories that you hear and that people call up with every day that make the show. So on that note, travel safe.
Where are the tissues? I'll go and bring them over.
Enjoy the journey, Stephen.
Thank you, Newcastle.
And thanks for being a part of it.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.